Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about staying centered, and today I want to talk to you about exercise. And you know, when you look at most very successful people, what you'll find is that the vast majority of those people, they take time for themselves physically. Because you really need the ability to recharge. And you know, these are the people that you find in the gym at 5:30 in the morning. And as busy as they are, they find the time to make their physical conditioning a priority. And it really helps relieve stress. It helps pull them back to center. And if you approach the day after a workout, it just puts things in perspective. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I wake up and I'm just not right. I feel stressed. I don't feel great physically. I'm not in the right place. And what's happening is I'm just not centered. I go to the gym, I come out, and I have a fresh approach to everything. There's just something about exercising, especially first thing in the morning, that changes things, that improves things. And if you're exercising, I think that the next step, too, is to look at the type of exercise you do. So whether you're in the gym, whatever you're doing, I mean, one thing that I've had huge benefits in doing, and people swear by it, is yoga. And, you know, the whole body, mind, and spirit coming together and focusing on really putting it all together, I think, is very, very powerful. And one of the things that comes through yoga is meditation. So the exercise, you're taking care of your body, you're providing yourself a physical outlet. Meditation really is addressing the mind by creating the mental outlet. And so often we tend to get caught up in our own drama. We get sucked into a situation at work that drains our energy, or a family situation that drains our energy. And that meditation gives you that, or offers this balance by helping to quiet some of that noise that's going through your mind. And sometimes you're just playing these scenarios around over and over again in your mind and worrying about what could happen and what is the outcome. You know, that meditation gives you that space of reflection that can provide a wonderful sense, really, of perspective. And so when we talk about meditation, we talk about exercise, we talk about yoga, you know, yoga is that bridge between the exercise and the meditation, because typically if you do a yoga class, the end of it has a point where you'll just sit quietly and relax, and that's really where the meditation piece comes in, and that's where you clear your mind. But when you're able to clear your mind after doing the physical activity, that's when you get the most power out of it. And so that's where I think the yoga piece comes in. But combining exercise and meditation and having all these things is going to help you stay centered and help you get closer to where you want to be. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher so they can get the podcast on a daily basis. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to get in a little bit more detail around this concept of staying centered and really finish up our discussion. For today, just think about this. If you're not taking the time to exercise and get yourself grounded every morning, maybe now is a good time to start to rekindle that again. And while you're doing it, why not end that exercise session with a meditation? You know, the meditation could come after you're done, it could come right when you wake up in the morning. But if you really and truly want to stay centered, if you're able to clear your mind and get away from the monotony of some of the challenges you're facing and just take a mental vacation, it makes such a huge difference. So the combination of exercise and meditation is incredibly powerful and can really change the way you view the world and can help you to not only keep things in perspective, but stay centered.